Alan, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well. You all doing all right?
Yeah, we're doing okay. We are in a similar situation to you and everybody else, but we are moving forward. We've made it into April, which I think people thought would bring good news. Still waiting on that as well. But I think good news for the Titans. Tell me if I'm wrong here, that Derrick Henry signed the franchise tender earlier today. So what does that mean, and does that indicate anything, at least from a good faith effort, to try to get a long-term deal done between the Titans and the Titans running back?
Yeah, definitely. So with him signing that tender, what that really means is that he's kind of locked in per se. Really until July is when they have to come up, with a longer term deal. Obviously, another team could come in. However, I think that all of this, in terms of free agency and running backs, really not having the large market that we saw, and especially the large names, like a Devontae Freeman, like a Melvin Gordon leaving, Todd Gurley being released. What it goes to show is that the market really isn't there for running backs, as we all knew, but it really took a dip this year. So I think that, the Titans are going to come out ahead of this to where, if Derrick Henry was looking at, wanting 13 and a half, 14, even $15 million per year, that price could drop significantly, and they could get him for probably 12 and a half, maybe even 13, because I don't see another team, wanting to take a risk, with a high price on a running back.
Do you think that Derrick Henry, I know he signed the tag. Do you think he feels the commitment from the Tennessee Titans? Like, is he feeling the love right now and going to be motivated to get a long-term deal worked out?
Yeah, definitely. I do. He wants to be here. The Titans want him here. John Robinson and Mike Vrabel have clearly shown, and even, last year and towards the end of 2018, that he's a huge part of what they're doing. And I think that that John Robinson went into this, with the franchise tag and free agency to Derrick Henry to say, look, hey, we're just using this franchise tag to buy both of us time. We're going to get this thing done. Don't worry about it. We've got your best interest in mind. And they're going to get that thing done. So yeah, I don't think that there's any concern whatsoever on either side. They'll get a deal done for sure.
We're talking to Alan Bell. Sportsline.com is the website. What about Jadeveon Clowney? The latest there with talk that maybe he could ask for a little bit less, but Seahawks and Titans seem to be getting the most attention. What do you think about Jadeveon Clowney right now?
It's reported that his price tag came down, from wanting roughly $20 million a year to around 17, which is still expensive. But if you look, the three teams really interested, would be the Seahawks, the Titans, and the New York Jets. Okay, so if you pay attention to yesterday of what the Seahawks did, they brought back a defensive end for about $3.5 million per year, could be four. The Seahawks don't have a ton of money necessarily to work with, so that tells me that I think that they're out on the Jadeveon Clowney market unless his price just absurdly drops. So if we go on that theory that the Titans and Jets are both in it, the Jets are more known for making, trying to make big splash signings. Because that's what teams, generally that pick in the top 10 do. However, I think John Robinson and the Titans are going to look at that and say, you know what? If we could get that down to about $15.5 million, get some incentive bonuses in there, they can bring him in. The hard part is that, the Titans are up against it in terms of cap, because not only, do you have to have, money for the season, but you got to have money for your draft picks as well, right? So you can't just empty the bank. In April, you got to have some for the season. So if they get the price right, Clowney can make a lot of sense.
Now, let's assume that we are able to have the 2020 football season and everything is just all good and football is back on schedule. Is Antonio Brown going to be playing for a team in 2020?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know what? I think that he will. He's shown the last couple months at least being quiet. Which is a good start. And I think that, with everything that's gone on, with this kind of coronavirus and just world scare, that we've really kind of taken our eyes off, of Antonio Brown. And I think that could play in his favor. He's still going to have to get with Roger Goodell to get the approval. But, a guy like him, a talent like he is, and a marketable name, there's always going to be teams interested. I mean, there really will be. Somebody would want to give him a chance. The price is going to be very low, And again, Goodell's going to have to say yes. But yeah, I would lean more towards that he does play than he doesn't. It might take a little time to get him in there. But yeah, I think he'll take a snap this season.
Alan Bell, Sportsline.com. What do you think about the comeback attempt for Aldon Smith signing with the Dallas Cowboys?
You know what? Hey, I'll tell you what. That goes perfectly with the previous question in terms of Antonio Brown, that you know what? The NFL is all about what can you do. And if you've had transgressions and you've had issues, if you could play, somebody's going to sign you, right? Like, somebody's going to give you a chance. I'll be honest with you, you know, for the Cowboys to pick him up, I love anybody that gets another chance, especially if they truly are, you know, looking to kind of change their life and make themselves better. I'm all for it, man. And second, you got to give credit to the Cowboys for what they've done this offseason. Their signings of an Aldon Smith, you know, that's a low risk, potentially high reward. Gerald McCoy, low risk, potential high reward. Ha-ha, Clinton Dix, the same. I mean, they have made really good signings for not expensive prices of guys that have made plays in this league. So I got to give them credit. The Dallas Cowboys have crushed it in free agency in the draft the last few years. And this team comes back healthy this year, look out. They're going to be really good.
Hey, Alan, I also read earlier this morning the Saints. I think there's about 12 to 15 people. Maybe it's even fewer than that. They are setting up shop in a brewery, and that is their new draft headquarters right outside of New Orleans. Is this a good idea for the Saints, or if you see some curious moves made during the draft that maybe they were getting into some of that stuff in the brewery?
Well, you know, first off, I think New Orleans is one of the only cities that can really pull that off, where they say, yeah, they're in a bar. It makes sense, right? You know, here's the interesting part. So Goodell sent out that memo last week, the end of last week, that said the draft is going to happen, but teams can't be in their facilities, but they're going to work with, you know, each club to set up, you know, teleconferencing and things like that. So if no one could be in the facility, where are you going to go? You know, like, looking at here, you know, for Tennessee, like, are they going to do it at Mike Vrabel's house? Is it at John? Like, where are you going to set this thing up? You still have to kind of limit the number of people that are there. So, I mean, we're going to hear stories like this because there's only so many places that you can go and do this. But I love that they're doing it at a bar. And, yeah, they're in a brewery. And I love exactly what you said. Like, if they start making wild trades, everybody's going to say, all right, what's going on at this brewery? We need to get in here.
Yeah. He said they've got the big board up. He said that Sean Payton said everybody's still staying really far away from him, having, you know, had the coronavirus, and he made a full recovery. He goes, I'm the safest guy in the room right now, people. Like, why aren't you realizing this? It was just a really funny story, and one that could only come out of New Orleans.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what I love. Like, Sean Payton is a really good guy. He's funny. You know, he obviously takes his job seriously, but he doesn't take himself too seriously, right? Like, he can have fun with things. And yeah, I mean, he's right. You know, he is the safest. I mean, he's already had it, gone through it. You know, I don't know if they're going to put him in like a bubble to keep him, you know, from everyone else that's there. But yeah, I mean, we're going to hear funny and crazy stories about this, because if teams can't go in their facilities, they have to go somewhere. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Alan Bell, Sportsline.com. Alan, before you go, I want to pay you a sincere compliment. You're always informative and entertaining, but also really encouraging the last few days, especially there for locals in the Nashville area where you are. Anything you would add for folks out there who are, you know, just trying to get through what we're all dealing with at the same time, as I know you have through the social media channels already?
Man, I really appreciate that. And you know, I think that, you know, especially, you know, for Americans, but, you know, Tennesseans as well, you know, the state, it's a volunteer state for a reason. You know, there's some people that are really hurting out there. And, you know, those of us who are a little bit more lucky, you know, for, you know, just the ball bouncing the right way, you know, you just got to help people out. So I would just say, you know, anytime that, you know, you're out or you're thinking about other people, you know, just think of, you know, what you can do. It doesn't have to be, you know, a ton of money or anything like that, but anything you can do for somebody else, it really goes a long way. So, you know, I like that. I subscribe to that theory. And if anybody out there is really hurting, find me on Twitter, man. We'll figure out a way to get you through.
He's on Twitter, at AlanBell247. Recommend you follow him there. Also, Sportsline keeps the news coming. So what can people check out with the website when they go to sportsline.com?
Yeah, definitely. You know, so we're all in, obviously, on the draft right now. We've got a lot of you know, over-unders, breakdowns, you know, on players that are going to be selected, which teams make the most sense. We're going to break down projections on, you know, quarterbacks going to teams, running backs, wide receivers, how much they help for this season. So, yeah, keep it tuned, sportsline.com. And you don't have to be a subscriber. If you go to the news section right there at the front of the website, it's free for everyone. So, yeah, sportsline.com, click the news tab right there, and I guarantee you'll find exactly what you're looking for.
Find him on Twitter as well, at AlanBell247. Alan, thanks again. We always appreciate it. 3 weeks to go from the draft, so we'll talk about that with you coming up again soon. We'll talk to you next week. Look forward to it.
Can't wait. You guys be good. Thank you.